Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 1st, 2025, and here are our top stories. Google AI Strategy, AI Video Surge, Local AI Models, AI Data Milestone. Google AI Strategy. In the U.S. antitrust case concerning internet search, the focus is on potential consequences for Google's position in the AI race. District Judge Amit Mehta is questioning how far he should go to limit Google's monopoly in internet search. The debate includes whether Google should be restricted in using its AI product, Gemini, to compete against rivals like ChatGPT. The U.S. Department of Justice is calling for significant measures, including the sale of the Chrome browser and banning payments to Apple for being the default search engine. Judge Mehta aims to deliver a verdict in August, with Google planning to appeal the decision. AI Video Surge. Google's AI video model, VO3, is experiencing a surge in demand, generating millions of videos in just a few days, according to Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis. This high usage has prompted Google to quickly expand the model to 71 countries, recently adding the United Kingdom. Although not yet available in the European Union, it is expected to launch there soon. Josh Woodward, vice president at Google Labs and Gemini app, remarked that the demand for VO3 surpassed expectations, straining technical systems. VO3 now integrates visible watermarks on all videos, except for Ultra users employing the Flow tool. Google is also enhancing the availability of its Synth ID detector for synthetic content detection. Initially available only on the web, VO3 can now be accessed by Pro and Ultra members via the Gemini app on Android and iOS, with upcoming improvements including image-to-video features, better audio generation, faster output times, and support for Google Workspace accounts. Local AI models. Introducing Google AI Edge Gallery, a new app that quietly made its debut last week, allowing users to explore a variety of AI models from Hugging Face directly on their phones. Currently available for Android and heading to iOS soon, this app offers capabilities like generating images, answering questions, and writing code, all offline. No internet connection is needed, as it relies on your phone's own processor. This experimental alpha release can be downloaded from GitHub, complete with features like Ask Image and AI Chat. The Prompt Lab lets users engage in tasks like text summarization. Performance will vary based on device hardware and model size. AI Data Milestone. Quenlong L1 is the latest development from Alibaba designed to tackle the problem of long-context text analysis, crucial for sectors like law, finance, and research. Traditional language models often struggle with texts exceeding 120,000 tokens, leading to lost details and broken logic. This poses challenges for companies reliant on in-depth analysis. Quenlong L1 employs a specialized training structure, starting with supervised fine-tuning, followed by reinforcement learning, allowing it to excel in recognizing relevant information even in complex texts. In testing, it performed on par with other leading models, offering precision and efficiency in analyzing lengthy documents, such as business reports and contracts, potentially transforming business decision-making processes. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.